I bet Trump is smarter than you think he is. I know a lot of people think that he's dumb, but this is by design. Yeah, he has a really simple strategy for how he gets things done, but he is really good at it. So good, in fact, that once you understand how it works, you're going to start to recognize how all the copycats are really bad at it. Musk, I'm looking at you. Woof. Everything that Trump does falls into one of these four categories. He loves to create chaos. And this is one of the reasons that people think that he's inept, because yeah, he gets himself into situations where he doesn't know what he is doing, but it's all by design. The more chaos there is, the more noise that there is. And if there's more noise, people don't know what to pay attention to. They don't know what's going on because there are a lot of different things to look at. There's a lot of conflicting information. It's disinformation 101. But also, when you present chaos into systems, you create opportunities. And Trump is an opportunist. That is what he does. He doesn't build things. He finds opportunities to jump to. And when you create chaos and opportunities in a system like the government, you create power vacuums. You create opportunities for crises to happen, which is going to give him the opportunity to move into those areas or say, hey, here's an excuse for me to extend my power because it is in your interest in some way. And this is erosion. Trump is always pushing the limits and the boundaries, not the same way that a kid is curious about the world. He's trying to erode the things that are keeping him in check, eroding the power of his rivals, trying to increase his own power. This is why he's signing executive orders like ending birthright citizenship. He knows that it's not going to pass, but he's going to see what the courts are going to let him get away with. And he's conditioning people to see him as really pushing the powers of the presidency from day one. And that brings us to four, which I think is the most important, but the hardest to explain. I call it nudging, soft manipulation. This is less so about overt actions to try and accomplish a goal and more about trying to increase the probability that you move in a general direction while still having plausible deniability. This is pardoning violent January 6th protesters, knowing that that sends a message to them that for one, they owe you, but also to the country. If you commit acts of violence in my name, I might pardon you. I might support that. And if someone does decide to do that, you can say, I never told them to do that. It's implications, it's insinuations, it is putting people in key positions that feel like they owe you. It is telling your employees to follow executive orders that a judge has said are illegal or unconstitutional, and now they have committed crimes in your name, so it's in your interest for you to stick around. The key to nudging is numbers, but it's also not overt. And so you have to pay attention to trends. This is the entire framework for everything that Trump does. And it's so effective because these things feed off of each other. Sometimes your nudging will create chaos or opportunities for you to do something advantageous while giving you plausible deniability. It erodes at the systems that are keeping you in check. And the reason that Trump is so good at this, better than anyone, is because he is so disciplined. And now that you understand like how simple this actually is, you're going to see the copycats come along and you're going to be able to recognize that they just do not understand what they're doing.